How do you find yourself, my daughter?
Oh, my back is very sore, Father. But there is nothing else wrong with me.
Yeah, there's no fever. You will do well. Indeed, there's no reason why you should not get up tomorrow.
Have I been asleep a long time? It seems to be getting dark.
This is not the darkness of night. The clouds are falling down from Stormness Head. Our foul weather always comes from there in these parts. There'll be a thick fog tonight. But now, drink this.
What is it?
Goat's milk. Drink.
Thank you. Oh, how are the horses, Wyn and Bree?
I've rubbed them both down and fed them. They're resting, as you should do. For your wounds are washed and dressed, and though they smart, they are no more serious than if they'd been the cuts of a whip. It must have been a very strange lion, for instead of catching you out of the saddle and getting his teeth into you, he's only drawn his claws across your back. 10 scratches. Sore, but not deep or dangerous.
I've been lucky.
Daughter, I've now lived 109 winters in this world and have never yet met any such thing as luck. There's something about all this that I do not understand. But if ever we need to know it, you may be sure that we shall.
What about Rabadash and his army?
They will not pass this way, I think. They must have found a ford by now, well to the east of us. From there, they'll try to ride straight to Anvard.
Oh, poor Shasta. Has he far to go? Will he get there first?
There is a good hope of it. Now, daughter, you may sleep.
Oh, but I feel that I should do something.
There's nothing to be done now but rest. Tomorrow may be another matter altogether.